Mr. Anderson? Not hearing anything. Kim, you want to rotate to the next person? We'll catch him at the end.
Sure. Let's see, Nola Walker?
Nola, are you on the line?
I am. Good evening. First, I want to thank our public officials for their service during this really particularly challenging time. I don't envy your task. I'm writing to voice my support for the implementation of the mask mandate you're considering at tonight's meeting. I feel it's important to do everything we can to protect our fellow citizens, our healthcare workers, our grocery workers, our schools, our businesses, our economy. I understand that some people oppose a mask because they feel it abridges their personal freedom. However, I wonder how much liberty we can enjoy if we get sick. It seems a small price to pay to avert the potential suffering of our neighbors. While in general, I feel people should be able to live in the manner they choose so long as they don't negatively impact others. That's the price of living in a community. An abundance of evidence indicates that not wearing a mask in public negatively impacts others. We can all come up with examples. The previous example mentioned about driving while intoxicated is a good one. I'm sure others can think of similar examples. I support the abridging of this personal, of this liberty for the protection of our fellow citizens. I support that we adopt such a small inconvenience to stave off the virus. So far, we've been quite lucky. I don't want Rangel to suffer the pain that our neighbors Ketchikan, Petersburg, Sitka, Juneau, and to say nothing of the rest of Alaska, are suffering. We can't be far behind if we don't adopt whatever tools are available to us. Again, I thank you for your service, and I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to voice my opinion. And as Dee Dee said, we're all in this together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nola. Kim, who's next on your list there?
Yes, Bruce Smith.
Mr. Smith, are you on the line, sir?
You may have to hit star six on your phone if you're on your phone.
Mr. Smith, are you on the line? Okay, we'll come back to Mr. Smith and when we rotate back through. Please go ahead.
Winston Davies.
Mr. Davies, are you on the line?
Yeah, I got you here. I'd just like to say thanks, Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly. I am looking at this from a couple different perspectives here. Both of my parents had COVID back at the end of July. I'm a teacher, so I'm also affected there. And I'm also a commercial fisherman who saw some of the lowest prices we've seen in a very long time because of way less demand for our product because of the lockdown all over the world. I'm in support of a mandate. Many of my feelings towards the issue have already been expressed. But you know, on that personal note, having both my parents had COVID, I don't know, there's not a lot of people that could speak to that in this town. So I thought, you know, I'd let people hear my perspective. So, you know, my mom had it first and then my father was medevaced out. And, you know, luckily there was a medevac available for him. And luckily there was a hospital bed in Sitka for him. And luckily there were doses of antivirals for him and he recovered. If the curve hadn't been flattened and, you know, the lockdown didn't happen, I'm not so sure what the outcome would have been. You know, we had a family friend who spent 71 days in the ICU. And I'll tell you what, I was worried. My kids were worried for their grandfather and their grandmother. That was a really rough week. My family, my kids, my wife were quarantined because they had exposure to both my parents. I was out fishing, so I wasn't in quarantine. But that was right around the time of the tragedy in Wrangell. And I'll tell you what, all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around my kids, and I couldn't because they were in quarantine because people weren't social distancing in my family. So, you know, the mask thing is the important thing here is I've heard people say, you know, like it's too early for a mandate, but we've seen in all these other communities that once it gets into the community, it's really hard to stop once the community spread starts. And look at Barrow, look at Angoon, look at Chivac up north, Juneau. They have had case after case after case, and once it's embedded in the community, it's hard to get rid of. So we've been lucky. We've had a pop here and a pop there, and we're able to isolate it. And you know, that's just kind of the nature of Wrangell. We are fairly isolated, so it's been easier to mandate. But once it gets here, is not the time to start the mandate. It's to prevent it. So anyhow, also too, just looking at it from another angle as a teacher, one of the things that we try to instill in our kids is resilience. And you know, the kids have been great with the mask wearing, like it has been a non-issue. So the kids got to sit in class all day long, no complaints. Us teachers, we got to sit in class all day long, you know, into meetings, you know, till 5 o'clock at night with a mask. No problem. We all suck it up. It has not been an issue. But when the adults in these kids' lives aren't exhibiting that resilient attitude, you know, and setting a good example, it does definitely make it harder. It's harder to do. So anyhow, and let's see, there's one more point. I'd hope that you guys should make a mask mandate, and this is to keep our businesses open, keep our schools open, and keep our fishermen fishing for a valuable product. If wearing a mask is the worst thing to happen to us during this pandemic, we need to count ourselves lucky. We could really have it much, much worse. There are a lot of older folks in my life. There are people that have sacrificed a lot for this country. So there's a lot of older folks in this community that I'm not ready to say goodbye to yet, just because people around us are unwilling to wear a mask. It's a very, very simple thing to do. Thank you.
Mr. Davies, thank you. And we're also grateful that both your mother and father had good outcomes with their brush with COVID. So thank you for sharing that personal side of things with us. We appreciate it. Kim, next on the list, please.
Yes, Ron Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, are you on?
Are you on?
Mr. Johnson, if you have a radio on or the computer, you need to turn one off while you're speaking.
That was another member, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Johnson, if you can hit *6 if you're calling in on your phone.
Mr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me now?
We've got you now. Mr. Lockerbie, could you please mute your phone?
I'm using Mr. Lockerbie's phone.
Oh, okay, great, Mr. Johnson. Please go ahead.
Okay, well, I thank you for your time. I've been listening here. I won't take a lot of it, but I'm going to agree with Penny Allen and Mike Lockerbie. I think that we're a little bit early, and I thank you for your time.
Mr. Johnson, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it very much. Kim, who do you have next on the list there?
So let's try to circle back. I did get an email from Danica Smalley that she was not going to be calling in, so I'll email her letter.
Thank you.
Diane O'Brien.
Ms. O'Brien, are you on the line there? I see her registered here, but I don't, and she doesn't appear muted.
Right, and she can hear us. She did email me. I see that she's not muted, but she just
unmuted. Ms. O'Brien, are you on the line? Okay. Let's go on to the next person, and maybe you can help Ms. Bryan with her technical issue there.
Okay. Joan Sargent.
Ms. Sargent, are you on the line? Ms. Sargent, are you on the line tonight? You might need to press star six, Ms. Sargent, in order to unmute your phone if you're one of the numbers that have called in here. Okay, Kim, the next person, please.
David Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, are you on the line? Again, star six if you've called in. Not hearing anything from Mr. Anderson. Are we now rotating back through a second time on folks that haven't been able to connect? Okay. I think we've made a good effort at trying to allow folks that wanted to speak to get on. And so at this point, Kim, do you have anybody else that's been trying to connect?
So I have, I don't know if we want to try Bruce Smith to see if he's on.
You bet. I see Mr. Smith. Mr.
Somebody
Smith,
unmuted
are you on?
Himself.
Oh, great.
0702.
Whoever is at 0702, are you on the line?
All right, can you hear me now?
We've got yeah. you. Can you identify who you are, please?
This is Bruce Smith.
Oh, hi, Bruce. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I had too many different mute buttons here, and the lag time between Facebook and the phone put me behind the schedule here.
Okay, please go ahead, Mr. Smith.
All right. You know, I've kind of been watching the Facebook posts, the drama going on there that's been unfolding over this issue for a while now. Well, you know, there's definitely a group of individuals that are passionate about wanting a mask requirement. I also noticed that they are real quick to jump on anybody that expresses a different opinion than their own. I also noticed a stark contrast to this with the individuals I talk to in person around town. A large majority of these individuals don't mind if masks are recommended. However, they do oppose any government mandated mask requirements. And I hope many of these people would call in and speak today, but looking down the list and listening, it doesn't sound like they have. So I'm hoping they wrote letters for your you to consider. Wrangell has been very fortunate up to this point to avoid any large number of COVID cases. And except for the non-local one that tested positive here a couple of days ago, Wrangell's last positive cases were back in September, mid-September of this year. And of those last half dozen local cases that did test positive in Wrangell, my understanding is that they were all found to be isolated to the local hospital and long-term care facility. Anyone that has been to the hospital this year knows that they have the strictest rules and testing in place with mandatory mask use, regular sanitation, COVID screening, and temperature checks upon entry. Yet this is the area where the most recent spread had occurred. If the hospital can't stop the spread with mandatory mask use and sanitary measures, how do you expect most of the average citizens to be able to? The effectiveness of wearing a mask to prevent COVID spread has very passionate and stubborn people on both sides of whether it works or it doesn't work, and whether masks are helpful or whether masks are a sign of government overreach, power, and control. You recently had one Facebook exchange over the subject of masks. This exchange did result in the mayor issuing a special news release condemning a threat to officials, which I also see made the front page of the newspaper today. The closer you are to making a mandatory mask mandate, the more this matter is escalating among the citizens. Things that have been pretty civil before this council's change of direction, with most people remaining silent or neutral on the matter. I can tell you that forcing people to wear a mask by making a law will escalate matters to a point where people will resist, people will fight, and people may get hurt. In addition to considering the fact that enforcement may escalate to a point of harm, you also have to determine how you plan to enforce this mandate and at what cost. How much liability are you willing to assume over this? Do you even have the authority to make such a law? If your law is determined unconstitutional, you will be liable. The city attorney at the beginning here did state that the home rule charter of Wrangell states that we can make any law we want as long as there's no law against it, I guess. Or not prohibited by law, I think was his term. Must also consider that it can't violate constitutional protections or rights.
That's coming into Gildersleeve Dock in about 45 minutes.
Right. A recent court ruling from Federal Judge William Stickman stated, while the court recognized that the administration took their actions in a well-intentioned effort to protect citizens from the virus, good intentions toward a laudable goal are not alone enough to uphold governmental action against a constitutional challenge. From what I appears to be both state superior courts and federal courts in the lower 48 overturning government regulations and fines relating to the enforcement of COVID laws created under the premise of safety. You also need to understand that if you make this a mandate, there will be a group of empowered feeling citizens either personally confronting non-mask wearers or calling the police on every violation seen. Neither one of those will end with a good outcome. Just look at Facebook for a sneak peek of what's to come. If enforced, I can see where things may escalate to a point no one wants to be responsible for. Your decision here will make some happy, but will alienate and anger many others. Anyways, thank you for considering my concerns.
Thank you for calling in there, Mr. Smith. Do you have to head out on a call? It sounds like you got a lot of radio traffic in the background there.
That wasn't my radio.
Okay, sounds good. Kim, so, do we have anybody else to?
Yep, let's go ahead and circle back around. I got word from a few of the folks. And I see that Mr. Rappel, you have your hand up, but we're going to try to get the people who signed up first if we could. Diane O'Brien.
Ms. O'Brien, are you on the line?
You may have to hit star six if you're calling on your phone. Okay, let's try Joan Sargent.
Ms. Sargent, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. I want to thank the members of the Assembly and the Emergency Operations Center, members of the Economic Development Committee, Chamber of Commerce, our trusted employees at SEARCH, the Tribal Association, the Senior Center, and others who are working so hard and giving so much time to help us get through this very stressful year. In that list, you can see the dedication of so many in our community, many volunteers that are stepping forward to do everything they can to assure the safety and the security of everyone in Wrangell. Let me say up front, in this testimony, I'm not here to plead with the Assembly to pass a mask mandate. I believe the body was elected with the trust of the public to assess each issue with the facts and documentation. Then, using clear application of that information, they should address the situation in terms of public safety, specifically for the citizens of Wrangell. I would like the Assembly to consider the following referenced information in making your decision concerning a mask mandate. Wrangell is demographically unique in the state in terms of age distribution, in that the median age of a Wrangellite is 49.5 years of age, with 24.5% being 65 years of age or older. In contrast, the median age of all Alaskans is 34.9, and only 12% are 65 years of age or older. The CDC indicates that when compared to the 18 to 29 year old age group, persons in the 40 to 64 age group are 3 to 4 times more likely to be hospitalized and have a 10 to 30 times higher chance of dying. 1/4 of Wrangell's population, being 65 years of age and older, have a 5 to 13 times higher possibility of being hospitalized and a 90 to 630 time higher chance of dying. Other factors related to our population are 67% of our population have a higher risk of a severe case and hospitalization because they are overweight or obese, and 20% smoke. Put these factors together, and this most likely indicates that the majority of citizens in Wrangell have at least one compromising condition that puts them at increased risk of a severe COVID infection and hospitalization. That's pretty daunting, because Wrangell's medical system has a very limited capacity to deal with severe cases of COVID. And as pointed out by Captain Sprague, with the surge in COVID, the capacity of hospitals in Alaska, Washington, and Oregon are diminishing. And in fact, Oregon feels that they will be full around the 1st of December. Another note, I question the concern about the potential legality of instituting a mask mandate in a community in a state of emergency due to a global pandemic. Has the Assembly considered its legal liability in not having a mask mandate? Could the city be sued by a family of a deceased relative for its failure to fully protect its citizens with a mask mandate? This is something the Assembly needs to seriously investigate. Ideally, I'd like to see the citizens of Wrangell do everything they can to prevent getting and spreading COVID in our community by following all of the infection control recommendations. Assembly members, I can live, in quotes, with whatever decision you make concerning the mask mandate in our community. At least I hope I can. Currently, I personally have three pre-existing conditions that put me at high risk for severe COVID infection, and I strictly follow all of the mandates, and I cannot afford to shop except for essential items in businesses in town who are not willing to assure my safety by masking up. So I personally may be causing some of the financial stress in the community just to protect my health. A special thanks to the employees at City Market and the Stick for masking up, showing you understand and care so much, and you have given me personal freedom. The Assembly members, thank you for your time and for this special meeting to take a public comment considering the mask mandate. I just want to add one thing. You know, there's some comment, and then I noticed this is the first time I've seen what the potential mandate is, and over it says face coverings, and there's some concern for people who can't wear face coverings for one reason or another. Well, we do have some people in town that can produce face shields. They are absolutely non-encumbering, and they will provide the protection. So I'd like to say that if you do go with this, add a face shield, and you can get rid of a lot of the if you can't items in that particular mandate as the mandate is written up. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Sargent. Mr. Powell, Assemblymember Powell, I see you have your hand up. Did you want to make a comment?
That's not his hand.
Oh, okay.
That might be David Anderson. Is that David Anderson?
Mr. Anderson, are you
on the line? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, could you
please
Sir, could you please turn down multiple devices? Just have one device going at a time. We get a feedback through the line.
Yeah, I think I finally figured out how to unmute this darn thing.
Great. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep this short. Right now we're talking about mask wearing and the whole COVID thing. Well, I just wanted to interject something that, I don't know, it just seems like a good idea to me. But we all agree, you know, it's necessary to think about what to do when COVID comes to town, right? Okay. We're going to mask up and all that, but how about we just don't let it in? Yeah, don't let it in. Right now, when you get here on the jet, you know, you got to tell them whether or not you're coming in from out of state. And if you come from out of state, well, then you got to get, you know, you got to show proof of testing within 72 hours and then get tested later. And the people from in-state, they just go their merry way. Well, what if you got people getting off in Wrangell from Anchorage, you know, where the cases are exploded, you know, or Juneau or Ketchikan or Petersburg? I think we need to test everybody coming in here. I know it sounds like a lot of work, but it's probably in the long run way less work than having to deal with sick people, you know, shipping them out and all that. Just test everybody coming into town. And if you need volunteers to, you know, cover all the bases, like at the ferry, any of the, like, Yancey service there, the breakaway, you know, I got people coming in from Petersburg, he goes to Juneau and Ketchikan, you know, I don't know how he handles people coming into town, if he just, come on, let's go to Wrangell and let them loose, you know, but if we can keep people from coming in just, you know, in a relaxed condition, in other words, test people, or make sure they show a proof of a test before they, you know, get on the streets of Wrangell. I don't know, that's my idea, you know, and if we could keep it from coming into town, well, we wouldn't need to wear masks, you know, I mean, I know that's not probably gonna happen, but we could really cut it down by increasing the testing rather than just for people that are coming in from out of state. We need, you know, especially with so many more cases in Alaska now, we need to test people coming in from everywhere.
Okay, we'll give you 30 seconds to wrap up your thoughts there, sir.
Okay, that's my point, you know, just more testing. Okay, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Dave. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Kim?
Let's try Diane O'Brien one more time.
This is it, Diane. If you can't figure it out, where's Diane? Diane O'Brien, are you on, Diane?
It may be on your computer.
She's showing as muted on, no, now she's off. Well, I'm afraid, I'm very sorry, Diane. I think we're gonna have to move along here. Kim, is that all of the people that had requested, signed up?
We have Terry Corson was going to read a letter. Okay. Yep. And then so after Assembly that, Member,
okay, sounds good. Assemblymember Corson, you have a letter that you're reading into the record?
Yes, sir. The person wasn't able to attend the meeting and asked me to read it into the record. So I'm just doing this.
Could you state who the person is, please?
Yes, it was. It's Karen Benedict.
Thank you.
And it's submitted by both her and her husband, but I don't think he could appear either. So, and I'm just going to be reading it verbatim. City of Wrangell Assembly, dear City Council, I'm a concerned citizen responding to your mask mandate. I am concerned about the mask mandate due to the fact that no one has proven that they work. You say they do, but I see that in certain situations, they have not. I see other states and cities doing a mask mandate and the numbers are still going up and the situation is still the same. I would also like to know about my constitutional rights, the freedom of choice. I do understand that this is a flu and some people get really sick. Others may not, but as a healthy person, I would like this to be my decision whether or not to wear a mask. I also feel that those people that are concerned or may be compromised due to some sort of illness, it is their decision to wear a mask or stay home and be safe. I do not feel that it is up to a group of people to decide what is best for me and others of this town. I know some people may disagree, but that is what is so great about the Constitution. It allows everyone to form their own opinions and let them voice them. And in this instance, the Constitution should allow each individual to make up their own decision if they want to wear the mask or not. In the last council meeting, it was said that there are people wearing masks due to a loved one that has come down with COVID. I know quit a few that had COVID still do not wear a mask and they do not want to. Mask mandate, who is going to enforce it? Is it something that you are going to put the officers to the on the officers? If so, who is going to be there to back them up? I feel that this is so wrong in so many levels. The officer should not be put in this position of writing people up citations on whether someone is wearing a mask. Do you have any idea how many calls that would come in? What about those that refuse to give information and the officer has to arrest them and it becomes combative? How many community members would stand by and let this happen, and how many would stop supporting the police officers? I hope that the council is willing to take up these officers and even look at giving them an increase in wage. If this is going to be the case, the officers are here to protect the community, not to make sure people are wearing masks because of a flu. If I call for an officer to help due to someone who is in my house and there is a car accident, I don't want them busy writing mask citations and not being able to go to the calls that really matter. Keep in mind how many calls came in during the quarantine time at the beginning and how many more will be coming in for a mask mandate. I like to exercise and my mask mandate, and a mask mandate does not mean that running, walking, hiking, riding bikes that I have will have to wear a mask. I have talked to people all over the United States and they are able to go outside to exercise without wearing a mask, and I will not wear one while exercising. If people are scared or have underlying issues or the elderly, my suggestion is let them go to town in the mornings and the rest of us go in later, and don't leave the house if you're sick. I agree we don't need a big outbreak, but I also feel that the scare tactics need to go away. We all know that the flu is bad, and we all know that every year people die from the flu, and we never had a mask mandate ban, and we don't need one now. I can tell you, I see many elderly people at the gym going to water aerobics, and I can tell you they aren't scared of the flu. Sincerely, Marlon and Karen Benedict.
Thank you to the Benedicts. Kim, do you have any other person that registered to be heard?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't, but it looks like we have two people on the line that want to speak. If you're
okay, Mr. Rappel, if you would like to speak at this point.
All right.
We can hear you. It's a little bit broken up, Frank.
All right. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. And I have a suggestion. There's no question from all of the folks that have testified that there's powerful concern for the health of the community. Invoke such a mandate. My suggestion is that the city could put signs up, maybe 10 or 15 nice signs as big as summer bears, protect your citizens. And you can do that now. You don't need to have, and if it turns out that you have the if you have the legal authority to do abandon free. But in the meantime, a bunch of signs out, big signs that are very prominent, would have the impact of embarrassing those folks that don't wear masks to the point where I think the community pressure would in effect get a whole bunch of people that now don't wear masks, who you all know, get them on board. And for sure, regardless of whether you, some people say they might not work, the general perception is that the masks do help. And right now, anything that helps has to be a problem. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, council members.
Thank you, Mr. Rappel. Appreciate your comments. I see, Kim, that Brooke Leslie, you have, you'd like to speak tonight?
I would, if that is okay.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can, all Brooke. Right. Yep, go ahead.
Great. I have been listening under the persons to be heard. I'm sorry I was not able to get my name in. I kind of thought the 3 points that I want to speak to would have been covered. Excuse me. But they were not. I am a member of the CVB committee and the Economic Development Committee. And I have been working weekly with the committee members of both committees to, in a very reactionary way, to come up with economic relief packages and other various COVID-related things to help respond to Wrangell's COVID-19 crisis. And I also spoke under persons to be heard. I'm sorry about her. I also spoke under persons to be heard for the school in their SMART plan for reopening. And some things that I have noted is that much of what has been being done with COVID is reactionary. And it has caused a lot of bottlenecks in the process and efficiency issues. It also, as has impacted businesses and our economics industries in a very negative way because it is so reactionary. Our school, the process of opening our school, having to develop a SMART plan, all of this, rather than the school being able to focus on how they're going to open and what the plan is, they were constantly having to go back to figure out what are we going to do and how are we going to open it, and will masks be mandated, will they not be mandated, because the city did not have a mandate. I don't think that put the pressure on the school board, which is the voluntary board. And if you carry that same situation down to businesses, so businesses have signs on their door saying, please wear a mask or masks only. COVID-19 has become a political statement and issue as much as it has become a health issue, unfortunately. And we are such a small community that to have to put a business owner in the position to take a political stance, I'm going to call it, as to whether or not their patrons have to wear masks, that can have further economic negative harm to that business. And the city market manager somewhat spoke to that, but those would be my two concerns that I haven't really heard much of, is that it shouldn't be, the businesses here have already suffered enough. It shouldn't be put down onto the businesses to have to lose a customer base because they have to take a stance on this. The schools, the school board, they're also suffering from it. And the mandate, as it's written, I did not see anything that it talked about the levels, like Penny was speaking to earlier, the level of risk. Maybe I just missed that. But it would be nice to have language in the mandate that spoke to the risk levels. And those were my points. I hope that Wrangell stays safe, and I would love to see us be more in front of the ball and protecting our citizens and our industries rather than reacting. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Brooke. Appreciate your comments. And it sounds like your baby's doing very well there. So
yeah, she's having a good time.
Very vocal. First persons to be heard for the new baby. That's awesome. All right, Kim, anybody else?
No, I don't have anybody else, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, at this point, we are going to recess for 15 minutes. We will come back at, let's come back at 20 after the hour. So with that, Kim, we will recess at 8:05.
Thank you.